This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour report recorded on Monday, February 19th, 2018. I'm Marc Boulanger. The attacks against unions, especially public employee and teacher unions around the world, are growing in intensity. In the United States, for example, anti-union forces funded by billionaires have brought a case to the country's Supreme Court, which could have devastating effects on union finances. The case focuses on so-called fair share fees. These are fees paid by workers who have opted not to join the union in their workplace, but still have to pay for the costs of collective bargaining, which they benefit from. One of the unions which would be severely affected if the case goes against the unions is the American Federation of Teachers. The AFT represents some 1.7 million teachers and other education workers. Candace Owley is the AFT's vice president.
I'd like to talk a little bit about huge attacks that are taking place in our country and really across the globe for unions that represent workers in the public sector. In the United States, the campaign has been relentless, and it has come primarily from right-wing government, but funded by large corporations, particularly corporations that are like the Coke corporations, who have as their agenda eliminating the unions, because the unions are the run vehicle that really can stand in the way of corporations having full power. So we're facing a court decision that will come out within the next few months that will attack the right of public employees to have unions and the right to represent our members. It's really attacking the very freedom of workers to form unions and to represent workers and to stand up for what is good, particularly to stand up for public services and to stand up against government corruption and for quality and for quality working conditions and safe working conditions. And this is not a fight that is only in the United States. This is a fight that workers across the globe are facing. And so we need to come together and help each other in these fights. So support and solidarity from unions in other countries across the globe for the unions in the United States as they face this major battle this year. So showing that public sector unions are vital for equality, services for the community. They're vital for your democracy. They allow everyday working people to have a say about what their life is like, what their services are like, even what their government is like.
The largest global union in the world, Education International, is celebrating its 25th anniversary this year. EI was formed when two major teacher international organizations merged under the leadership of General Secretary Fred Van Leeuwen, who is stepping down this month. Sharon Burrow is the General Secretary of the International Trade Union Confederation. The ITUC represents national union centers, such as the Ghana Trades Union Congress at the world level. Ms. Burrow sent a video greeting to members of EI who gathered in Brussels recently to celebrate the anniversary of the global union.
Happy anniversary, Education International. The merger which created EI seems like just yesterday. That freezing January in Stockholm gave rise to a warmth of unity, of solidarity, of determination to build a new international, an education international. It was a moment that we can be proud of, a moment in history. But what we can be really proud of is the fact that you have built not just a unity globally, but indeed a purpose around both development and solidarity and activism that is now taking on the dominant corporate model, the power that is undermining not just workers' rights, not just secure employment, but indeed the very heart and soul of opportunity, of a civilized base for our future, that of universal access to public education.
And that's it. International labor news you can use. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Labor. I'm Marc Boulanger. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.